This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli out of the Northern Rockies here in Montana. And I talked to Vince privately yesterday. I asked him if I could monologue because I have so much evidence of election slash voter fraud that, as you know, I when I'm on with Vince, unfortunately, I don't give much time because I do so much reading and research to give to you, the people, so we can understand, so everybody can understand the fraud that is going on in this banana republic that we call America. And it's just a shame that this has happened to the degree that it has. And happy December is because for us off-grid people who actually live differently and self-sufficiently, we are looking at maybe 20 days of shorter days, and then the days will start getting longer for the summer, for the year, and we keep track of those things. So what I want to do is, before I get into the articles, the bullet points that I've taken out, I want to share an analogy with you. I shared this with it's all blurred, but it was a week or two ago. I shared an analogy of what we're experiencing as a marathon race. So let's say I was a marathon runner, which is a 26-mile race, and at the 2-mile mark, I got picked up by a car, a vehicle. And at the 24-mile mark, I got dropped off and started running again. Think about that. This is what we're experiencing today. Let's say there was a board of 10 people just shooting from the hip to approve the winner and the count, to certify the winner. And let's say if that person who crosses the finish line, and I use the finish line in quotes because obviously it's a total cheat, claims victory even when he said he wouldn't claim victory before the race. So let's say it was me that did this race. And let's say no one believed that I would do that. So let's say there was witnesses. Let's say there was videos. Let's say there was affidavits from whistleblowers. And all this evidence came pouring in that I cheated. In other words, at the 2-mile mark, I got picked up by a car. And at the 24-mile mark, I got dropped off and started running again to cross the finish line for the quote-unquote, air quote, win. So let's say people were coming out of the woodwork and saying, oh, you cheated. You rigged the race. That's not fair. You didn't win. We're taking the trophy away from you. And let's say I had some dark people, gangsters, on my payroll, and they threatened you and went to your house and doxed you and your children and threatened you and even did violence against you. Against all the witnesses, all the people, all the whistleblowers, all the people who sign affidavits. And then let's say I had big tech in my back pocket because they were bought and paid for. and they had to give me certain favors back in the grifter American world we live in. And they purged the evidence. They shadow banned it. They used computer algorithms to edit everything. So let's say they suppressed and censored to hide not just the truth and evidence, but justice. What does that remind you of? A banana republic, of Venezuela. That's what's happening in America. So words like evidence and even what's legal are now being redefined in front of our eyes. So think about all the people who have been murdered, who have been raped, who have been robbed. All the people who witnessed that, what the powers that be are saying, mostly on the Democrat side. Believe me, there's plenty of traitors on the Republican side, too. That's why you always hear me say it's not so much a left-right paradigm as it is the aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. So let's say all these people who murdered, who witnessed these murders and rapes, now the powers that be on the left are saying, well, we redefined it. So even if you have video, even if you're evident, you have, you're a witness of evidence, even if you saw the math, even if you saw the USB cards or sticks going in the computer, even if it doesn't matter now, because we are redefining what's legal and evidence, and what you knew of those definitions is no longer valid. Now, did I win that marathon? If I did exactly what I just explained, of course not. See, this is why I always go back to rules, laws, and accountability should be the same for everybody in America. But see, accountability is now being defined differently. It's almost so pathetic that you can define it as sarcasm, as theater, as illegitimate fluff. It's kind of like a couple of examples that come to mind is these PCR COVID tests or the term peaceful protests. See, if definitions have now been sold to the highest bidder, then nothing matters. Math, science, I love the word expert because they're either bought and paid for or blackmailed or threatened. Commerce, economy, money, currency, nutrition in food, big pharma, especially pertaining to vaccinations, fluoride in the water, can't go to the gym or restaurant, or social distance. So now everybody needs to be classified as a strip club in an autonomous zone. And if you're a protester, you can go to a party. Oh, I mean a funeral, because you're allowed to have 30 people or more. You see how stupid life has gotten? And it really started, folks, because people were afraid to get involved. People were afraid to be called controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist. You know, anti-ismist phobe. So we've lived with, now we're living, let me put it this way, with consequences of inaction or decades of this inaction towards political correctness. And we're living it live time. And it's going to be devastating before it gets better, if it even gets better. So I wanted to share that with you. And hopefully that's a great analogy, a good lesson to be learned, because if nothing matters, you know, think about the hypocrisies. Oh, let's open up the borders, but we need the social distance. The corruption and manipulation from the central banks. What means anything? Polls, votes, productivity, work. If everything gets delegitimized and is sold to the highest bidder, And they say, oh, well, we need to protect our own interests for the good of the people. Usually means they're not willing to admit their addictions to power, money, and control. So what the Democrat Party has literally done is certified hypocrisy as a pseudo-patriotism. Think about that. It's pretty crazy, huh? So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to start mentioning articles, bullet points that I glean from articles, from videos, and I have a lot of stuff, so I'm just going to go through things as quickly as possible. I'm going to try to keep comments to a minimum, only so I can get context for you, the listeners, on what's going on. First, there's a warning that this link may be unsafe, and that's regarding Sidney Powell's Twitter account. It's saying that calling it malicious, spammy links, violent or misleading contact, which could lead to real-world harm, etc., etc. This is all part of the propaganda, ladies and gentlemen. When you have somebody who has the only skin in the fight that Sidney Powell has is being a patriotic American. She's doing this on her own dime, on her own time. And for those of you who have not listened or seen Sidney Powell in an interview, I recommend you look her up, because if you want to see what a hero looks like, an American hero, that's her. Next, this is really important. It's really sad and pathetic that the powers that be think that you're so stupid. And this is a Pennsylvania official vote tally, and this has been purged. It's been deleted from the system, but a patriot got hold of this. This is a Pennsylvania official vote tally on 11/24 at 8 p.m., so basically 3 weeks after the election. And basically, it's a very simple chart and gives a grand total of votes, which is 4.2 million and change. And it shows candidate President Trump and Joseph Biden. And this is really pertaining to mail-in votes that came in late. So here we go. Pennsylvania reports having mailed out 1.8 million and change ballots. Keep that number in your mind for a moment. Pennsylvania reports having mailed out 1.8 million ballots, of which, this is a key number here, 1,462,302 were returned. So basically 1.4 million and change of these mail-in ballots were returned. And the total number of mail-in votes number has been reported as 2,589,242. So you take the 2.5 million and change, subtract it from the 1.4 million and change, that means there's 1.1 million votes that came in out of thin air, and Joseph Biden got almost 2 million of the votes, and Donald Trump got 594,000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Finelli here in the Northern Rockies of Montana. And I'm not sure where the break came in, where if you heard my final conclusion on the Pennsylvania official votes on this particular chart that was purged by the powers that be. So as they call you useful idiots, as they call us useful idiots, they want to make sure you say stay dumbed down useful idiots. The conclusion of this chart on 11/24 at 8 p.m., which they deleted and purged from all records except for what this chart basically says, and it was found by patriots prior to the purge. Pennsylvania reports having mailed out 1.8 million and change ballots, of which 1.4 million and changed were returned. Yet the total mail-in vote number was 2.5 million and change. So if the total mail-in ballots was 2.5 million and change, and 1.4 million and change was returned, how can 1.1 million and change votes come out of the blue, mostly going to Joe Biden, where Joe Biden received almost 2 million mail-in votes in Pennsylvania, and Donald Trump received 594,000 and change votes? You see, Pennsylvanians and all swing states, and as far as I'm concerned, all 50 states need an audit or at least a revote, because the U.S. citizenship has been revoked, especially for you folks in the swing states. You've been canceled by this election fraud. The U.S. election system is purposely set up for a rig job. In other words, your rights have been contaminated by the Democrat Party. This whole scam, this steal, should have been labeled null and void around the whole country weeks ago. To put it differently, folks, you people, whether it be Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, including Minnesota, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, it looks like especially Pennsylvania, you don't have representation. Your right to vote has been stolen. Stolen. And for those of you in Georgia, you need to vote for this Senate. Okay? Don't listen to some people, because you, some people, who knows what kind of money they got under the table. You have to vote, and you have to vote hard, and you have to watch and become a whistleblower and become a witness and sign affidavits for the steal that's upcoming for Georgia. So what this tells us is that Joe Biden was running a marathon race. What happened was Joe Biden got picked up by a car at the 2 mile mark, and he was dropped off at the 24 mile mark. And then he had a press conference and threatened and doxed all the people with violence, especially all the people who were witnesses and affidavits, signed affidavits and were whistleblowers. And then he had big tech purge and shadow ban and edit with computer algorithms, everything, to suppress and censor and hide truth, hide evidence, and hide justice. That's what happens when you live in a banana republic, folks. You redefine words. And here's a, now I don't do tweet or Facebook, I never have, but I can certainly glean a lot of the information that comes from it. And it's just a very interesting, objective fact. Donald Trump had almost 90 million followers, and Joe Biden had a little over 20 million followers. That's probably how the allocation of votes went in real time with reality. I'll be right back after this break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reports are coming in from the Middle East. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander was killed by a drone strike along the Syrian-Iraq border on Tuesday. Iran denies the event took place and will continue to look into this. The Supreme Court heard arguments Monday over President Trump's directive to exclude illegal immigrants in the country from the 2020 census count. The census determines the number of House seats each state gets and the allocation of funding to states. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said state officials are investigating third-party groups trying to register people in other states to vote in the Georgia Senate runoffs.
These third-party groups have a responsibility to not encourage illegal voting. If they do so, they will be held responsible.
The investigations are into at least four groups. Efforts come ahead of the January 5th Senate runoffs that will determine control of the U.S. Senate. We are USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Republicans in the state of Ohio are moving forward to impeach the Ohio Republican governor. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
A group of Ohio lawmakers has filed articles of impeachment against the state's governor. The group of Republican state representatives have brought 12 articles of impeachment against Republican Governor Mike DeWine, alleging his coronavirus orders are unconstitutional. In a statement, the lawmakers accused DeWine of, among other things, meddling in the conduct of a presidential primary election and arbitrarily closing and placing curfews on certain businesses while allowing other businesses to remain open. They also claim the state's mask mandate, quote, promotes fear, turns neighbors against neighbors, and contracts the economy by making people fearful to leave their homes. Governor DeWine responded to the lawmakers during his daily coronavirus press conference Monday, calling their efforts foolish.
So at some point, this foolishness has got to stop, and we just got to get, and I'm not talking about most Ohio, there's just a small number of people who just continue, for whatever reason, to think that this is an act as if this is some big joke.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The impeachment effort comes a week after a county in Michigan approved a resolution to support the impeachment of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The Seattle Seahawks traveled to Philly's Lincoln Financial Field to play the Eagles for Monday Night Football. Monday's result marks 7 straight victories for the Seahawks against the Eagles, who have yet to beat Seattle since Pete Carroll took over as head coach. The Hawks are atop the AFC West with an 8-3 record. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to USAPrepares.com. Rich Sheepin from Montana sitting in for Vince Fennelli today. And I'm going to start going into more election/voter fraud. And depending on how much time I have, I want to talk about more hypocrisies, double standards, and where lack of reading, research, and political correctness has taken us and taken our freedoms and liberties away. So next, and this is not really an article. I saw this yesterday at the Arizona hearing, and I'm sure most of this audience did. But Dr. Shiva, it's amazing that he lost his election, and we all know why, because he's a patriot. He's extremely intelligent. His credentials was mind-blowing. his credentials is probably equal to any 100 people you can find on the street randomly. This guy is a genius. And what he did, he ran assimilation models, making a very long story short, because I have to because of time. And he came up with the closest model that he came up with. And Dr. Shiva suggests possible vote swapping in Arizona, where President Trump received, I hope you're sitting down for these numbers, in order for the model to occur of what happened with his research, President Trump received negative 30% of Democrat votes, while Joe Biden received 130% of the vote. Now, everybody in that room gasped. You could hear it. You could see people's faces. The statistical anomaly, impossibilities. You know, I almost hate the word improbabilities, and, you know, I've talked about all the glitches and the redating ballots and the machine voting abnormalities, but these are statistical impossibilities without fraud. So Biden gets 1.3 votes and Trump gets votes reduced by 30%. I want you to just think about this. I want you to think about that kind of corruption. And it's unbelievable how stupid these people think you are. It's unbelievable. Okay, next article or bullet point. It's going to be a combination of all the above. Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis. And, man, she is on the ball. She's a patriot. I really, really respect her. Jenna Ellis is receiving threats that she deserves to be raped. That pause was purposeful. Aren't you proud to be a Democrat, in case there's some Democrats listening today? Next article. Four states where votes were switched live on TV away from President Trump to Biden. I remember saying this. I think these four states in this particular article was Georgia, North Carolina, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. I watched it. I remember several weeks ago talking about me literally seeing votes being switched. And President Trump's tally, total vote tally, decreasing. These numbers don't happen. These statistical impossibilities only happen with fraud. Next article, regarding the Georgia election lawsuit, Dominion Software was Chinese and Iranian agents to manipulate election. Again, folks, I know I try and say this disclaimer every time. I do not make up these articles. I do not make up the talking points. These are all published articles in the public domain. Next article. Another Georgia lawsuit. Witness testifies about use of different paper for counterfeit ballots where the watermark was solid gray instead of transparent. So maybe Steve Pachinik, he got a lot of negative flack when he came on InfoWars a few weeks ago and talked about these watermarks. Maybe they are real. I don't know. But, you know, and I just assume that even the things that we glean may be inaccurate for the purpose of plausible deniability by the powers that be. So keep that in mind. And that's probably in the 10% range, could be lower. But I try really hard when I mention articles on national radio. I mean, we're worldwide. You know, USAprepares.com out of, I don't know how many, 60, 70 shows, 80 shows, I don't know how many programs. Vince's show is ranked number 3, 2 behind InfoWars, and everybody in the world knows who InfoWars is. So, you know, I try really hard to glean and verify information that has credibility and validity. Okay. Here we go. Next, hundreds of millions of dollars spent on Dominion voting machines in numerous swing states before 2020 election. Imagine my shock. This is why you folks in Georgia need to get out and vote. You have to vote because the whole system is still rigged. It's contaminated. It's a scam. It's a steal. Next article. Elections court filing. Foreign agents of aggressor nations had access to U.S. voter lists and had done so recently. Next article. Thousands of fake voters found at Wisconsin recount in Dane County. And there's reports from GOP observers. Now, you have to remember, folks, that a lot of these whistleblowers, a lot of these witnesses, if not all, are signing affidavits. They're signing affidavits under perjury of law, which means they're going to go to jail, if not prison, if they're not found to be accurate in telling the truth. So there's a lot of people putting their necks on the line here. Next article. 900 military ballots in Fulton County, Georgia, went to Joe Biden. Do you believe that? You know, I feel so sorry for our military, especially our combat soldiers, who put their life on the line, their limbs on the line. You know, they're going to start asking, who are they really fighting for? Are they fighting for the USA, the deep state, the military-industrial complex, or pedophile blackmail rings? This is probably what they're all talking about right now. Our people at the top have committed treason, sedition, racketeering, espionage at the highest levels. It's crimes, it's frauds, it's, you know, this is why there's so much. Donald Trump won in such a landslide. That's why there's so much evidence here, folks, because the cover-up was so sloppy. They were literally scrambling to catch up to Trump's landslide. That's why there's so many non-signatures match, quick signatures with chicken scratch, no down ballot votes. You know, and people keep asking, as I do and many in the alternative media, where's the DOJ and the FBI? I want to remind everybody, these agencies were complicit in spying on President Trump. So we, meaning the alternative media and the patriots, are doing the job of journalism, especially mainstream media, the FBI, the DOJ. Now, I try really hard to try to get valid, credible information before I take it on the air. I spend hours trying to verify as much as I can. I try to disregard a lot of rumors. You know, I've got stories of anonymous witnesses and 35,000 votes being given to Dems in Pima City. I've got, I read an article just the other day, I think it was last night, that Joe Biden was talking about conceding, and he's making a deal so him and his family, especially his pedophile son, doesn't go to prison for the rest of his life. Not to mention all the articles that we have mentioned on this show and on now thousands of alternative media sites where Joe Biden is complicit in business in China and Russia and the Biden family. I'm not making this up. This stuff is published in the public domain. Okay, I got to move on here, folks. I apologize. Next article. Lynn Wood outed mysterious Georgia operative Gabe Sterling. Now video shows him admitting he helped set up drop boxes that then worked with far left activists. This is on video. He says we caught them. My gosh, with the articles that we've given on this show over the past several weeks, this sham scam of an election should have been null and void weeks ago. It's just amazing to me that we're spending all these taxpayer dollars on all this theater. Next article, speaking of theater, Dominion reps who scanned ballots in Georgia County where thousands of Trump votes were uncounted also worked for Kamala Harris. I believe he was a photographer for her. And those of you who didn't see a video that came out recently about a Dominion rep literally sticking a USB thumb drive into a computer. It's unbelievable that we don't have hundreds of people going to jail. It really is sad. Next. Democrat operative brought fraudulent Dominion voting machines to Michigan. Next. Dominion exec Eric Coomer, quote, "Don't worry, Trump's not going to win. I made effing sure of that." That's in writing. Next, Michigan witness, "I saw the Detroit plan to destroy all provisional ballots to hurt Republicans on video." Next, Sidney Powell's Georgia emergency declaratory judgment demands seizure of every voting machine in the state. Well, I don't know if you folks heard about it. I know Sidney Powell did. But there was a Dominion server last night removed from the Fulton County voting center while lawyers sought a restraining order. So they went in there and said some fake BS about, oh, well, something with the software needs to be fixed. And they literally took the server and removed it last night. Folks, this whole thing is fake and phony. Everything about this election is a scam. It's a sham. This should be null and void weeks ago. I can't believe the evidence that's out there. It's appalling. This is like fifth grade theater. They can't even connect their own dots. I'll be right back after the break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich, you've been sitting in for Vincent Finelli. When I mentioned that last article right before the end of the break about Sidney Powell's Georgia emergency declaratory judgment demands seizure of every voting machine in the state, and then last night I mentioned about a server literally being stolen right from under people's noses, you know, that's against the law. The law says you can't touch voter evidence for 22 months. We're at the point that the rule of law has been redefined, and it all depends on who breaks it and what group they're from. That's the inevitable direction that we're going in under this rewritten history towards FUBAR, this authoritarian, this tyrannical, communist, you know, oh, it's for the good of the people, false narrative is taking us down, folks. Everybody needs to stand up and stick up for America and the rule of law, or else we will not have America, and it could be as short as a matter of weeks. Next article. Former Filipino lawmaker and attorney says Smartmatic preloaded machines with ballots before start of Manila elections. See, we've given videos of people going into the hardware and the software in 2 minutes. We've talked about all this, the USB cards. We talked about they're connected to the Internet. We've given so much proof, so many articles over the past few weeks. It's unbelievable how the Democrats are still saying there's no evidence. This is called lying and gaslighting because they think that you are stupid. Next article. In Minnesota, I saw an 8-9 minute video, and it's on investmentwatchblog.com. I only saw this in one place. I could not verify this, but there's a really good video that shows something they call the 2% strategy on how Donald Trump really won Minnesota, and they show how it works. And I recommend you going on investmentwatchblog.com. And for you people who live in Minnesota, again, you've been disrespected. You've been degraded. You've been insulted. and you need to do something about it. Next, U.S. military intel agents ready to testify in Dominion scandal. Well, we're going to see how that goes, because even though the servers in Germany were confiscated, I heard there was a firefight, it's hard to know what to believe anymore. If you heard it on the mainstream media, I definitely would not believe it. In fact, I would turn the story around and do a 180, and that's got a better probability of being true. So who knows if the good guys got it? I don't know, but we'll see where that leads us. Next, Dominion says assertions of vote switching are completely false. And I can't tell you how hard it is for me not to be laughing for 5 minutes straight here. But there's two videos of Dominion executives, including Eric Coomer, showing how to switch votes. We are getting to the point of stupid where witnesses and whistleblowers and videos and evidence and math and statistical improbabilities are no longer evidence. Unbelievable. Man, we've really fallen, folks. Next, video released of phone call recording to Chinese manufacturer requesting a bulk order of fake U.S. 2020 ballots. Are you surprised? Next, Sidney Powell says she has the receipts, she has the pictures, she has the chick stubs to pay for ballot harvesting. It's amazing, amazing that the powers that be at the top are so bought and paid for, so weak, so intimidated, so blackmailed, that we are allowing this to go on. It's such a shame when we've had over 1 million combat soldiers literally give their life at a young age for our freedoms, liberties, and Constitution. Unbelievable. Next, CNN is calling Rudy and Sidney conspiracy nuts for exposing Dominion. But CNN said the same thing in 2005. But shh, you're not supposed to mention that. I'll be right back after the top of the hour break, folks. We appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.